I mean, maybe, but that voice got lots of love at the Kennedy Center last night. Linda Ronstadt is one of this year's Kennedy Center honorees. She was recognized along with actor Sally Field, conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, the TV show Sesame Street, and the band Earth, Wind, and Fire. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports on last night's celebration of artistic excellence.
Before the show, singer Trisha Yearwood told me her dream was to sound like Linda Ronstadt.
There's a power in her vocal and there's a vulnerability in her vocal that I think she's unmatched.
Linda Ronstadt retired from singing 8 years ago. She has Parkinson's. But for 4 decades, she did everything. Country, pop, new wave, jazz. She won 10 Grammy Awards, including one for an album she made with Dolly Parton and Emmylou Harris.
Those memories.
During the show, Emmylou Harris gave an emotional speech about her long friendship with Ronstadt.
Linda, my sister, my dear companion, thank you. And congratulations on your Kennedy Center honor.
In the balcony with the other honorees, Ronstadt smiled and teared up. Sitting nearby was Sally Field.
Life is a box of chocolates, Forrest. You never know what you're going to get.
Field played Tom Hanks' mother in the movie Forrest Gump. She won her first Oscar for Norma Rae. And in Smokey and the Bandit with Burt Reynolds, she looked like she was having a ball.
Go, girl, go!
I'm going! I got the medal to the pedal and the thing to the floor.
Field went from playing the perky Gidget on TV to winning Oscars and Emmys. She talked about what made this award special.
I think we all feel that we're being recognized not just for a body of work, not just because we've been here a long time, but because in some ways we've had resonated in some specific way in the culture.
For Earth, Wind, and Fire, that specific way is with songs that have bridged generations.
You're a shining star, no matter who you are. Shining bright to see what you can truly be, what you can truly be.
Maurice White founded Earth, Wind, and Fire in the early 1970s. He died in 2016. He had Parkinson's. Singer Cynthia Erivo says she wakes up to their music.
It gets me through the morning, gets me started, and there's romance in it, and there's love in it. I don't know, they make music for everyone.
Erivo performed a medley of Earth, Wind, and Fire songs, including Fantasy.
Every man has a place in his heart.
In a seemingly unusual pairing, Lars Ulrich, drummer for the heavy metal band Metallica, honored classical conductor Michael Tilson Thomas. Turns out they've performed together with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.
He can talk about a piece written in 500 AD just as passionately as he will address the merits of a hard rock anthem written in the 21st century.
Tilson Thomas is also known for championing the work of American composers like Aaron Copland. Last night, Sesame Street became the first TV show to win a Kennedy Center honor. The Muppets walked the red carpet.
Me just so happy to be here with all me friends.
Actor Joseph Gordon-Levitt said he grew up loving Sesame Street, and now his two boys do. He says the show teaches more than just the ABCs.
Healthy habits, social-emotional skills that foster mutual respect and kindness. And acceptance of others, something we could all probably use a little more of, especially these days.
The 2019 Kennedy Center Honors will be broadcast on CBS next Sunday. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.